mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, radio talk show host, activist Terry Anderson is scheduled to be joining us coming up later in the hour. Riveting individual on the front lines. You don't want to miss it. Also, wide open phones at 800-259-9231. I mean, the phones are loaded right now, but we're taking your calls wide open to any issue or any news item you wish to discuss. Kofi Annan warns against strike on Iran. Now you're with Kofi Annan if you're against war, playing off the phony left-right paradigm. Some good news. House passes bill tightening parental rule for abortions. Why don't they just pass a law that until you're 17 or 18, whatever an adult is considered in your state, you've got to get permission? I mean, you got to get permission to buy a car. You got to get permission when you're 12 to go to the zoo. Got to sign the permission slip. I remember doing that. But now you don't have to have an abortion, and Bush's attorney general agrees with that. Let 12-year-olds go have an abortion. But the House Republicans have done a little something. I mean, it's not enough. The Republicans have got the House, the Senate, the 30-plus governors, the executive, the judicial, the courts. Where's the restriction? No one in your right mind can say, even if you're for abortion, the murder of these babies, none of you can say that you want a 12-year-old to, I mean, that is insane. I know you'll argue for it. You're off your rocker. A 12-year-old isn't competent to make that decision. The parents are the parents. The parents should be making the decision. It's unbelievable. You tell your 12-year-old if they can go to the movies with their 14-year-old friend. You tell your 12-year-old if they can go with the neighbors to the mall. But Alberto Gonzalez, who also wants open borders, says he doesn't want 12-year-olds to have to tell their parents when they go into a dirty facility and have a baby cut out of them. It's insanity! And so the Republican Congress has done something good. This is unbelievable. You rarely see them do something good. The last thing they did was challenge Lord Bush and strike down the assault weapons ban. House passes bill tightening parental rights for abortions. The House panel, a bill on Wednesday, passed a bill making it a federal crime for any adult to transport an underage girl across state lines to have an abortion without the consent of her parents. A vote on a similar bill is expected in the Senate later this spring or early this summer, and backers say its chances are good of passing. Why isn't it banning children having abortions without parental consent, period? Why is it some adult? Well, the cases are where the 18-year-old boyfriend takes his 14-year-old girlfriend across state lines for an abortion. It's out of control. And it's got to be stopped. But again, Alberto Gonzalez argued right here in Texas that in a case that a 12-year-old, 12 years old, didn't have to tell her parents that she was having an abortion. There was a case up in Illinois just a few weeks ago, I heard, where a mother was arrested because she tried to stop her 13-year-old from having an abortion, went to the clinic, and tried to stop the parents of the boy from paying for it and carrying it out. They have more authority over that 13-year-old than the mother. They arrested her. All right, Terry Anderson, just an amazing intellect and firebrand. I may just try to shut up and unleash him when we get back. And we'll also take your calls. I know we have loaded phone lines. Terry Anderson, talk show host on the front lines, been there a long time, laboring in the fields. He's now seeing fruit come to bear on the immigration issue. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here.
And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Imagine if the Germans started sending millions of their people across their southern border into France, and they started putting billboards up saying that Paris was now Germany. Well, they've actually done that before, and we call that World War II. And for every person listening out there, the controlled media, the establishment corporate criminal media, has tried to make this a racial issue. They've tried to imply that if you're against open borders, you don't like Hispanics. And Hispanics are the majority that are pouring across from Latin America. And Latin America's population goes up about 20 million every year. They all want to come here. They're in total poverty. They're under total police states. But we're talking about the Russians, the Chinese, everybody else. And these people will work for nothing. They will drive down our wages. I mean, we've seen the effects of it. And most Hispanics I talk to, and the polls show this, aren't dumb. They're very patriotic. They know what's happening. They're against it. In the polls, 68% in national polls I've seen of Hispanics are against open borders, 87% of Americans across the board. But still, the Fortune 500 finances this. They finance the big statue. They've got in East Austin of Aztecs taking over Texas, big carving, and, you know, killing the evil white people. It's on the side of Mexican food restaurants. We go out to rallies, and there's pictures of blonde-haired, blue-eyed people with their heads cut off, with bullet holes in their heads. And, you know, I've gone out and bullhorned the Ku Klux Klan. Got video of it. Got them threatening to kill me. Police did nothing. And that was 5-6 years ago, and I protested Mecha and had them spit on me. The police do nothing. They are a Ku Klux Klan Hispanic organization. And La Raza isn't much better. I mean, it means the race. Joining me as a radio talk show host and just a man in his community decades ago that got tired of the gang killings and the murders and the crime and predominantly the riots were illegal aliens from Mexico back in the early 90s, he got sick of it. He got tired of it, and he's standing up against it. And we are going to stand up against it, and we're starting to win the fight for the hearts and minds of the people, and more people are not afraid now to go public and stand up. Because we got the globalists that want to sacrifice America on the altar of globalism, as Mr. Glenn Spencer said, as the head of the Border Patrol Union has said, as congressmen have said, Tom Tancredo, Ron Paul. And then on the lower level, we've got all the leftists and people that hate America that want to break this country down. Terry Anderson, thank you for joining us, sir. I know you're tired, just got back from lobbying for days and days in D.C.
Alex, what do you hear? What do you say?
It just gets crazier and crazier, latest billboard.
Well, you know what? You mentioned that these new Hispanic activists are just as bad as the Ku Klux Klan. Can I give you one? Klan with a tan. That's what we call them. They are the Klan with a tan. They are worse than the Ku Klux Klan. I'm going to tell you why. Because they want to run around here screaming racism against white people. But when you talk to these people, they are the most vile, despicable, racist, hatred-filled people I've ever met in my life. I've never been called nigger so many times as I have by them, and mayate, and 1,000 other words. And it just gets disgusting after a while. They want to talk about their rights being violated, but you get around them when nobody knows who's listening, you'll hear some hatred against black folks, white folks, and they even hate American Hispanics who ain't like them. And this new billboard is the perfect demonstration of how they feel. This guy that put it up, his name is Lieberman. He's also Hispanic. He's a Hispanic Jewish gentleman, that I use the term very loosely, who put this billboard up claiming that he didn't think it would cause any uproar. He knew what it was going to do. Me, myself, I love the billboards. I think they're disgusting. But I like the way they have awakened people and disturbed people's minds here in Los Angeles and around the country and made people understand what's going on. We've been taken over here in L.A. I don't know what it's like in Austin and other places where you're on the air. But here in L.A., we've been completely taken over. It is pretty much over. You can stick a fork in us. We're done.
Now, in Texas, the relations have always been pretty good. It's really bad. There is a lot of hatred, as you said, in L.A., but those groups are trying to infiltrate, trying to promote it, trying to push it, trying to do it, Terry. And I, look, I'm sick of it.
I am, too. I am, too, Alex. And let me tell you something. If Americans don't wake up, all you folks out there, I know you're worried about a lot of things. I heard you speaking about the abortion issue. Abortion is murder. I agree with you probably on 99% of things you're for. I don't really know them all, but I'm a very conservative man, especially a conservative black man. I think there's 5 of us in the country. But I believe that this issue, this one issue, we must put more than the usual focus on this issue. If we don't fix this, we're going to lose our country, and we're going to lose the country that we fight these other battles from. Where are we going to fight abortion from if we're sitting here knee-deep in people that hate us? We're going to be fighting for our lives pretty soon. I'm telling you.
Well,
they're shooting black men here on the freeway. The suspects are Hispanics, shooting them dead on the freeway. And I recently heard that there is a call from the Mexican mafia to kill 400 black men before the end of summer by shooting them on the freeway. And I don't know how true that is. It might be just a rumor. But I believe it. I believe it from what I see and the attitude that they have here against not just black folks, but Americans in particular.
Well, Terry, I think the best place to start is, first, tell the listeners about your radio show and how they can listen to it.
Well, we're on the air here in L.A., but we're on, well, as you told me, we're on in Austin, we're on in Boston, Massachusetts, Salt Lake, Seattle, we're on in Phoenix, Arizona, we're on in Las Vegas, one of our bigger stations, KDON, but they can listen to us if they can't. If they're not in one of those cities, they can listen to us on the Internet. Just go to our website, theterryandersonshow.com. And they can hear us. We're on every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific time We're only on for an hour, Alex. I got an hour a week, but we put as much in that hour as we can. I talk fast. I'm mad. I let the whole week's frustration come out on the air in that week. And it's all real because the people that call in are just as angry as I am. And I get calls. We've had calls from all 50 states.
Well, Terry, I'll tell you, you know, I'm the type of person that's pretty easygoing, but when somebody continually threatens me, when somebody continually tells me that they want to kill me, when somebody continually tells me that this isn't my country, when somebody continues to push and push and push and that they want to fight, they're going to get one.
Oh, yeah. I'm your guy. You know, you bring it to me, I'm going to give it right back to you. Right in the face. And I make a statement on air. When I give out the calling number, I said, the calling number is 1-866-875-752. You can call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but you get back all that you give and then some. And I believe in that. You come at me with something, I'm going to give it back to you double what you gave me. And that's what we have to start doing. And as far as them calling us racist, you mentioned that before I got on the air. Anybody who disagrees with illegal immigration is racist. Take that term and throw it at them before they throw it at you. They are the racists. These organizations, MALDEF, Mexican American Legal Education Defense, LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens, the National Council of the Race, MECHA. I mean, MECHA's motto is por la raza todo, fuera de la raza nada, for those in the race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing. And they call us racist? Give me a break. Now, I'm not talking. This is the only disclaimer you'll get out of me. I'm not talking about your rank and file Hispanic American. Those are good folks. I'm talking about these races.
Now, Terry, you're really got a powerful voice. You're getting right up on that phone. You might back off a little bit because I want people to be able to hear everything you're saying. It's distorting a bit.
Will do.
Please go over Mecha's motto. This is their own websites. Please go over Mecha's motto for people that just joined us one more time.
It is por la raza todo. Fuera de la raza nada. And that means for the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. Now, that used to be on all the Metro websites, Alex, in the colleges and everywhere. But when we started publicizing it and they started getting mail and phone calls about it, they took it down. But that is officially their motto. And our guy running for mayor here, Antonio Villaraigosa, a.k.a. Tony Villar, this guy is a member of Mecha. Now, he's going to be the mayor of Los Angeles, and he's the member of a vile, racist, hate.
Well, the same thing came out. The same thing came out about Alberto Gonzalez.
There you go. He's a member also. These people are members of hate separatist groups. Now, if the Klan had a guy running for office, how far do you think he'd get?
Not very far.
There you go.
Well, that's the point that I make, and this is why when we protested Vicente Fox, a large portion of the folks with us were Hispanic. They understand this. The media tries to frame the debate of it's us Hispanics against everybody else, but it's this dominant, powerful corporate media that's pushing this and putting up the billboards and promoting this. Why, Terry, from your years of research, does the establishment want to balkanize this country?
I really can't answer that. I'm sure many different organizations and factions have different reasons. I think the main reason is just to let the money flow. This is all about money. The whole thing is about money. And they want these people here for the cheap labor. They want to split apart because if we're fighting each other, we're fighting over crumbs, and that's the best thing they can do. But, you know, you're talking about Hispanic people. I was at a rally. It's about 450 people at a rally in Lafayette Park, right across the street from the White House Monday morning. And you couldn't, I mean, there was tons of Hispanic people in that audience, some that I knew, some that I had never met, who came all the way to Washington, D.C. to be part of this thing because they believe as we believe. They're just basically what we are, and that's Americans, no hyphen.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, folks, you know, right now Latin America is basically shutting down because of NAFTA and GATT. Their jobs are all going to China now. Everybody's being forced up here. It's driving down the wages. This isn't helping anybody, but the media and the Mexican government and our government tries to put a good face on it like it's a wonderful thing.
And you know, Alex, you're right on the money here, as you usually are, about this, because You notice I said usually I qualified that because you know what I mean. Anyway, this is a deal that everybody hates. I can't find anybody except the money launderers who love it. I have traveled extensively in Mexico. I am not talking about Cabo San Lucas and Acapulco. No, I've been to Mexico City, and this is within the last 2 years. I've been to Veracruz, Merida, Oaxaca, Guadalajara, and I have gone down there and talked to the people. The first thing out of their mouth is NAFTA. And they
stay right there. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years. Make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Talking to Terry Anderson, your calls are coming up in the next segment at 800-259-9231. This website's theterryandersonshow.com. Terry, I want to get into how you woke up many years ago to this. And it's similar to how I woke up and many others woke up. But first off, let's get back to this billboard. I mean, you've had the guests on your show. You've been in debates with others. I mean, big officials that say, yeah, if you don't like it, get out of here. This is a Hispanic city. It's only for us. You need to leave. But let's talk about the guy that's putting up these billboards that say that L.A. is Mexico.
Oh, yeah. This is a guy. His name is Leonard Lieberman. And he's the executive vice president of Noticias 62. It's a UHF station here, but this guy owns quite a few Spanish language radio stations and TV stations. And he said right out, he says, here's the quote right here. He says, we tell the story behind LA and we tell the story behind Mexico. If you find that it's offensive, I'm sorry. But you just have to drive around LA to know that this is a Hispanic city, unquote.
So now, why then does that make it Mexico? I mean, why are they leaving Mexico if its system is so great? And then the argument is, well, this is Mexico. No, it belonged to the Native Americans. It does not belong to the Aztecs. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Well, we bought it. We paid for it. We have a receipt. And we bought it in 1848. We have a receipt for it.
But nobody was up here. There was a couple Spanish missions. And, I mean, was it a few thousand people?
I think they said 10,000. But, Alex, they had the choice. When the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo was signed, they had the choice to either stay here or go back across the new border and back into Mexico and be Mexicans. Well, which one would you have done? I mean, they all stayed here and became Americans. Good for them. They made a wise choice.
Yeah, why don't they want to be Americans?
Well, now, they, you know what it is? There's this nostalgia about the motherland. And like I told you before the break, I've been down there to Mexico, and I'm telling you, it's a very beautiful place, but I wouldn't want to live there. And
28 million people,
yeah,
in Mexico City.
And some of the nicest folks you want to meet, and a lot of them have no desire to come here, but a lot of them do. And I'm going to tell you something. They teach them in school that you have a right to go to El Norte up here, the United States. You have a right to go there because that was once our land. It was stolen from us, which is a lie. It's a total lie. And they hate us because we have what they once had. You know, that's like selling your car to a guy, and then 5 years later, you're carless. You have no car. You go back and say, hey, man, I want my car back.
Well they'll claim that the treaty was forced, but here's the point. The Spanish were grabbing it. The French were grabbing it. These were empires. Mexico was run by Spain. And at the end of the day, we threw the empire out and set up the United States. And that's why we had some freedom. We weren't perfect.
Right.
Now everybody wants to come here. It's ridiculous.
Well, two things, Alex. If the treaty was forced and they were forced to sell us the land, why did they sell us the Gadsden Purchase freely a few years later and give us more territory, Southern Pacific?
Clearly, because nobody could deal with the natives that could really have a claim to it because of the raiding parties, and it was nothing to them, and they wanted the money.
That's right. So, in other words, if you stole our land, we're not going to sell you more in a few years. We're not going to ever deal with you again. But they willingly sold us that land. The other thing is, you know, I always tell people, you know, you want to come up here and claim this and everything, why don't you stay in Mexico and build a country that you don't run away from?
Well, that's the thing. They've got as many resources or more. That is some nice land down there.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Why is it all falling apart? Because it's a police state.
Well, the first thing, I stopped Mexicans on the street, the bellboy, the busboy, the cop, and I asked them a lot of questions. First thing out of each one of them's mouth is, we have the most corrupt country in the world. That's what they'll tell you. Mexicans will tell you that. And that's why it's not getting any better. That's why they can't fix it, because of the corruption there, the mordida. They can't get anything done.
Yeah, the beak dipping. But at the same time, I'm sure you've heard about El Cenizo in Texas, where the American flag is not allowed to be flown. English is not allowed in court proceedings.
Well, you know who's watched that begun under, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, George W. That was his watch. He was the governor when that
took
place.
Well, why don't we all go down to Mexico and start a city and say all Mexicans out? I mean, it's crazy.
Because we wouldn't last past sundown with that one, buddy.
Can you imagine if a bunch of white people went down to a town, a good-sized town, and now it's five towns, and said all blacks must leave, and you've got to speak German in this town? It'd be top news story forever.
Das ist nicht in Ordnung. There's your German. I'm telling you something. That wouldn't be right. Absolutely would not be right, and nobody's going to let us get away with that. No American can do that anywhere, but they are allowing it here. We are catering to these people. We are Hispanic. pandering to these people and begging them to not leave with their cheap labor, because we need them. We don't need them. I can still get a cup of coffee served in Fargo. I can go to Powell, Wyoming and get my bed made and get my yard cut and get my roof fixed. I can go to Manchester, New Hampshire, and a Big Mac costs the same thing there that it does here in L.A. where we got illegal labor working behind the counter. So we don't need these people, and don't ever believe that. We don't need them.
Well, we'll come back and talk about the economic ramifications and also just how militant this plan with the TAN is.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Welcome back. We'll be going back to Terry Anderson here in just a minute or two. And then, of course, these loaded phone lines. Going to move quickly through them. I'm going to plug my new film here in a second. But first off, about the illegal immigration, I just want to get it out there. I've seen the tactics in Africa. I've seen the tactics in Europe. I've seen the tactics all over the world where these multinational corporations come in. They hire these ad agencies, these teams. They put professors in key positions. Sometimes 20, 30 years beforehand, it's part of an investment. And in Europe, where people from the East, the Middle East, Asia, Turkey, have no right to be there, but they're there, the governments, conservative and liberal, create liberation ideology as well, tell them how they're downtrodden, tell them how they really have a right to take over, and then at the same time propagandize the indigenous population in Europe that they're bad and that laying down is good and we need all these people and they're friendly and nice. The very same corporations and governments putting out dual propaganda. Same thing in this country. They come in and they go in to the third world populations and they tell them how they have a right and how they're oppressed and how all of this is bad. And then they teach guilt and self-loathing to Americans, regardless of what color you are. It's the same garbage. It's multifaceted propaganda. While getting us to lay down, they're over here trying to hype these groups up and trying to recruit Hispanics and now other groups to be a bunch of hate mongers. And I'd love to hear from Hispanics on this issue. Many times we talk about it, we get calls on the issue. Don't let them win, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. Don't let them use this to make it a racial issue. You're being manipulated. My new film is out, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. It covers the latest police state developments, how our country is a police state, but the borders are wide open. We get into that. Then we cover 9/11, what really happened there, how it's being used as a pretext for total control, again, of the population. It has nothing to do with terrorism. Then we spend a full hour on the Bush-Nazi connection, Schwarzenegger-Nazi connection. We show you the societies, the secret societies that they're members of. I confront David Gergen on the street. The Karl Rove of four administrations, really five, he blows up at me. I mean, this is a powerful film, very powerful. 3 hours plus on DVD, 2.5 plus hours on VHS, $25.95. Order a second copy, $19.95, third copy, $16.95, next copy, $14.95, and so on. My last film, which is excellent, American Dictators, is only $5.95. If you buy one copy for $19.95, this way you can share it and give it to people as a gift, nice gift. Nice color cover and, you know, the stamp DVD and all that. Or just buy one copy and make copies. I just wanted to get out to people. The power of you taking action is absolutely unstoppable and amazing. Toll-free number to order. 1-888-253-3139. They can answer all your questions about the films, what they're about, what the different discounts are. Give them a call. 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can read my book online, Paul Watson's book online, hundreds of my TV shows, dozens of special reports, my new film, Martial Law, all of my films, dozens of other films, hundreds of audio interviews, like this one you're hearing right now, that'll be there. Prison Planet.tv, 15 cents a day. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. An example of one of the free play videos we've got up today on Infowars.com is my speech introducing Jimmy Vaughn and friends and a lot of other great folks. James Cotton was there, all these Grammy Award winners fighting the toll roads, the transponders in all the cars that tax us by the mile. By the way, Mexican trucks and cars are going to be exempt, same with Canadian. It never ends, folks. Upwards of a dollar per mile. Yes, that's the new numbers coming out on existing roads. That's the kind of stuff that's on the website. So please get the new film. Please take action. 888-253-3139. Terry, before we continue and then go to some calls, give us your website again.
AndersonShow.com.
TerryAndersonShow.com.
And right.
And your radio program is on what time Sunday night?
9 p.m. Pacific.
So that's at 11 o'clock Central, midnight Eastern.
Right.
And I routinely, when I'm out and about on Sunday nights, tune in, and you are focused like nobody I've heard.
You know, Alex, I really appreciate you saying that, and the reason why is because I pride myself on that. I have got a million things that I would like to talk about on the radio, but with just a short program once a week, I've decided to focus and really work on this because I think it is the biggest thing to face this country since World War II.
Well, it is. It's part of the globalist plan.
Yeah, it definitely is.
I might catch 30 minutes of it while I'm out driving, and I learn things that I think I know everything because I research all the sites every day, and I learn stuff every week.
Yep. I learned from you guys too, buddy. Believe me, I listen to every conservative I can. Try to, you know, some of them suck, but some of them give good stuff. You know, like there's a lot of people out there that I just have decided to stop listening to. Hannity and O'Reilly. I don't listen to them anymore.
Oh, they tell us it's conservative. Yeah, first it's let's not have amnesty now. Oh, amnesty. In fact, let's talk about that and then go to calls, because this is important. They spin things like this new national ID card bill actually, according to Ron Paul, and I've read the subsections, actually helps the illegals, but on the surface looks like it'll stop them. Bush says, help me stop illegal immigration. Yeah, just legalize all of them. There won't be a problem. We have all of this semantical, serious deception, Terry.
Yep, I would agree. How do you feel about this driver's license thing, this, you know, the Real ID Act?
Well, I've looked at it, I've talked to Ron Paul, and what it does is it goes, we'll stop illegals from driving, we'll stop illegals, but then they can come with their consular matricula that's issued by all these countries, and then they'll give them a driver's license with it. So that's amnesty.
Yeah, that is amnesty. I would agree if that's the case. You know, I'm just glad to see something happening. That's why I'm for it. I'm glad that we've got so many congressmen who got together and say, look, we got to stop this license deal. Yeah, it's not perfect. I will agree with you on that. But I'm just glad they got together and did something.
Well, I'm talking about the thing they did in December where they said we're going to give them the driver's license, and now they claim with this bill that they're going to try to restrict it. And then they say we need wide authority to put up a fence, but Bush blocked the 2,000 Border Patrol agents when he got that funding. So he's going to do the same thing with this.
Well, I'm sure. I don't trust the guy, that's for sure.
In fact, give us your take on Bush. I mean, he is something else.
I won't say the things on your show that I say on mine. But I don't like him at all. I never did. I think he probably has done some positive things in his presidency. But let me just say this. On illegal immigration, he's the Antichrist. This man is murdering this country. He has catered to these people like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, don't hold back. Tell us what you think.
No,
I'm serious. Go all the way.
Well, I mean, look, here's a guy that was put back in office by the conservative citizens of this country. Not me. I didn't vote for him. But they said, well, we have to have him instead of Kerry, and we're going to support him. And Karl Rove knew that the conservatives would go nowhere else. He even said it publicly. They've got nowhere to go. And guess what? The conservative people fell right into that trap. They voted for this idiot. And now... Now, 5 days after it was 10 days after he was elected, he goes out there and says, okay, conservatives, thanks for putting me in, but I'm still going after the amnesty that you guys didn't want. Now, come on.
And for those who don't know, this is the biggest amnesty. For 6 years,
yes.
Anybody that is here or can get here is legal. It allows corporations, we've already lost a couple million high-tech jobs, to bring in even more Indians to take all the jobs. It's unbelievable.
Yep, it is. It really is.
Oh, and now, Terry, we don't like Indians because we don't want to lose all our jobs.
Well, you know, I was on 60 Minutes last week. I don't know if you caught it, but I got an email from a guy that saw the report, and he tracked me down, and he said that he was a drywaller in New York, and he hadn't had work in 5 years. So he went and got a computer degree in programming, and guess what? He had that job for 6 months, and then they outsourced that to India. So they got him at the bottom with the illegals coming from Central and South and America and Mexico with the drywall, and then got him at the top with outsourcing his job to India. So now the guy's unemployed again. The only thing difference now is he's got a bill he's got to pay to the school he went to. So, I mean, you know, what do we do?
You're right. And for those who don't know, all the economic indicators are we're imploding for good. If this continues another 4 years, there's no coming back. And folks, this is the actual numbers, and it's all being done by design. It's not free market. China keeps 20% tariffs on us. We have a 2% on them. It's all designed, and the globalists even brag about this in their own documents, to deindustrialize this country. We are going to be a serf population. And I say again to the La Reconquista crowd, why is the Fortune 500 funding you? You claim you're anti-establishment. You claim you're, you know, a bunch of communists fighting the evil, you know, Whitey. Well, why is Whitey funding you then?
And keeping you here. Absolutely. Alex, you got some program. You know, I got over 7 emails already from people listening. 7 emails from people listening to your show already.
Well, I'm thinking you should probably get more than that, Terry.
Well, I mean, I'm sure I will, but we're still on the air. You know what I mean? That's amazing.
Well, you know, the funny thing is I'll be on 2020, and my website gets plugged and no emails, and I get on these big shows and nothing happens, but then I go on little shows, a lot smaller than mine, we get a big response. That's because it's the good grassroots people out there that are taking action.
Well, the real folks, they're the ones who listen. You're right. Absolutely.
They are. I mean, one person that takes action is more important than 10,000 that don't take action. But, Terry, Just in a minute or two, because then I want to go to calls. Describe how you woke up to all this.
You know, I was just getting ready to tell you that, Alex. I looked around, saw what was going on in my community. I was a very non-political person. And I said, you know what, I've got to do something here because this is terrible. So I started listening to talk radio. I don't know if you know who George Putnam is.
Yes, I've been on the show.
George will be 92 years old in July. He's still on the air. And I started listening, and the next thing I know, I was a caller, and I got to meet George, and we became friends, and I got involved with Barbara Coe and Glenn Spencer. And the next thing I know, I'm in it up to my neck. And you know what? I have never been happier. It is a long, hard road. I get tired sometimes. But I know for once in my life, the first time in my life, I've done something for my country.
Well, I've seen you in a documentary that came out probably 10 years ago describing how they were yelling racist names at people, how they were killing people, and no one would talk about it. I mean, can you describe what it was like?
Well, you know, I've been to rallies here in L.A. where they've thrown bricks at us and frozen soda pop cans and everything else and called us everything but a child of God. But, you know, what are you going to do? You just keep going and you do the best you can. Here in my community now, I call myself the prisoner of South Central because I've been in South Central my whole life, but now I feel like a prisoner in my own community. Nobody speaks my language. If I didn't speak Spanish, I couldn't speak to my neighbors, at least to say good morning, you know what I mean? And it's just really horrible. It really is.
Well, for those that don't know, this is the problem. The illegals come in. We're always talking about Latin Americans because that's the majority, but it's all the others too.
Sure.
They come in, they'll live 10 to a house, they don't pay the insurance, they don't do any of that. And then they do build up a lot of money because they're not in the system.
And they're subsidized, Alex. They're getting all the Section 8 housing. They're getting all the WIC, the food stamps, the AFDC. They're getting all the goodies from the government. Why wouldn't they have some money? And then what do they do with all the money they make on the job? They save it. They don't have to spend it. They save it because our government is subsidizing them, giving them free education and everything else. Then they take that money and buy every house in the neighborhood. Every house that's been sold in my neighborhood in the last 10 years has been sold to newly arrived, non-English-speaking Hispanic people. You make up your own mind as to who they are.
Well, and again, folks, why is the government setting it up this way? Let's take some calls because it's what they want. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, where are you calling us from?
Milwaukee.
Welcome.
And, yeah, hello to you and Terry.
Sure.
How you doing, Joe?
I've got an update for my court case and a question for your guest. The case was dismissed, so I can talk about it freely. I went yesterday, and the officers told me that...
Sir, I don't even know what your case is. You know what? I'm going to put you on hold until we're done with Terry, because I don't even know where this is coming from. Just stay there, Joe. Joe, if you have a question for Terry, ask that, and I'll come back to you later. Go ahead, Joe.
The question is, do you know about Mark Belling here on WISN Radio? Okay. Clear Channel is talking out both sides of their mouth because Belling made a really racist remark about illegal border crossers, and all Clear Channel did was slap him on the wrist. And my understanding is in L.A. they're putting up billboards that, you know, they're encouraging L.A. to become Mexico.
Absolutely.
I mean, what's up with that?
Okay, thanks for the call.
It's pretty hypocritical.
What they do is they act like they're for controlling the borders. Meanwhile, they do nothing to really stop it. Let's go to another caller here. Who's up next here? Rick in Nevada. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
I'd like to plug Cable Radio Networks. I sent you an email there, sir, and if you plug them yourself on AJ's show here, Alex Jones' show, you'll have a lot of listeners all over the union.
Yeah, that's right. Terry is also, his radio show is on cable.
Oh, CRN, yes, absolutely. We've been on CRN for quite a while, and quite a few of our listeners across the country listen to us that way. You can hear us, people don't know what CRN is, but it's a good deal. You can hear us on your cable TV, on your satellite TV, and it's a good deal.
I have a suggestion for you, gentlemen.
Okay, go ahead.
Get together with Andre Agolishin in Florida. Get together with Ron Paul, you two fellows. And come up with a cogent plan for a reasonable border philosophy.
We've come up with a plan. They built
a
fence almost all the way around Afghanistan.
Right.
They're building one in Iraq. We need a northern and southern fence on both sides, and it's in the Constitution. Instead of getting rid of Posse Comitatus to patrol the American people, put the troops on the border. Thanks
That's
for
right.
the call.
Every state with a border connection, and that's northern and southern, that has and every state has a National Guard. National Guard trains 2 weeks a year, one weekend a month. Why not give them that two weeks a year on our borders?
every state can put their National Guard up there. What's wrong with that? I made that suggestion 5 years ago, and nobody seems to pick up on it. But that's the perfect way to get this done.
It's totally constitutional.
Yes. And when states tell you, Alex, when states say, well, it's a federal problem, we can't do anything, that's not true. A state's National Guard can go anywhere they want.
They're there to deal with emergencies. Let's talk to Bill in Alaska. Bill, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Alex, and though I haven't listened to you before, Mr. Anderson,
yes, sir.
You're a brother. And I wanted to call and thank Alex and yourself for what you've done. Well, I have a little microwave station up here in the Matanuska Valley, and because of you two and people like you, my neighbors are going to be understanding when I have to take the ultimate measures to protect my hearth and home. And I don't know if you've ever thought about that aspect of it, but my neighbors will not think I'm acting unresponsibly when it's forced.
Well,
me.
I have. What was your name again, Bill?
Bill,
yes.
Yeah.
Bill, I've talked about that many times on the air and in speeches. I give speeches all over the country. And I talk about that all the time. This thing is coming to violence. I don't advocate it. I do not advocate it, and I hate the thought of it. I hope we can avoid it. But if we don't do something soon or our government doesn't do their job, this thing is going to come.
Well, Metro puts out the flyers with pictures of M16s and dead white people.
This thing is going to come to violence.
I wanted to say this, and I'll let you guys go. The Bible refers to it as birth pangs leading up to the end of this thing. And if you see the surges of incidences and how they're coming closer together like contractions in a woman, you can actually graph that, and it comes down to this summer. And what Terry said about the black men, 400 of them supposed to die by the end of the summer. And I think you're going to see that there's going to be a lot of street drugs.
Thanks for the call. We're going to break.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
joining us. When you look at it, the Republican and Democratic parties want open borders. They fund these racist groups like Mecha and La Raza, groups that say they're racially based and that their race is number one. Our mayor, before he left office 2 or 3 years ago, Gus Garcia, had a proclamation. I've got it on video saying that Hispanics are the God race or the supreme race. It was like watching a Nazi speech. But it was not challenged by the media, not even reported on. It's like normal. It's like okay. And that's how the globalists play this multicultural game. It's about getting everybody at each other's throats. And most Hispanics are not for this in the polls, but the media is trying to shift them into it. Like, well, aren't you with your people? And I've got Hispanic friends that say that, you know, some of these racists come up to them and go, what's wrong with you? Why don't you only speak Spanish? You know, they're your enemy. Well, we're not your enemy, but I am the enemy of people like that. And Terry's decided, I appreciate it, staying with us another 30 minutes into the next hour so we can continue with calls and talk about this paramount issue. And he's right. I mean, this is World War II level proportions. I mean, it isn't just a group coming here that wants to work. It's a group coming here with the government and the corporations trying to fill them full of hate to break up this country. And that's part of this globalist plan. And this is mainstream, folks. I mean, again, I have the head of the Border Patrol saying it. I have congressmen saying it. Terry Anderson saying it. This is what's really going on. Terry, these groups are calling for bloodshed. I've heard public officials get up and brag that the time's coming soon. You're going to get it. This is scary.
Well, it's scary, but let me just say this. As I'm concerned about it, I'm not real worried because that's why we have to protect our Second Amendment rights. Because if this happens, we should be prepared. And, you know, that's why no nation has ever marched into this nation and taken us over. Because they know if they do, there's be gunfire from every window of every house and apartment.
So, same thing with Switzerland.
There you go. So if these people want to start something, they're going to have their hands full. That I can say. If we protect our
Second Amendment. But see, it'll be the government. We're having an emergency meeting. All right, we're deciding to cede some of it to you. Our government wants it, though.
Yeah, they do, and
it's a pincer attack.
Oh, absolutely. Then they can do their thing and clamp down with martial law, you know, and put us in place where they want us. But we really are going to have no choice if it starts. I don't know what other alternative there is. This New World Order thing is just really, you know, I focus directly on the illegal immigration, Alex. But you're absolutely right. I mean, it's all part of a bigger deal, and. If we don't get a handle on this thing, man, we're gonna be doing the goose step to somebody else's marching music. I mean, we just really will have no choice how our lives go if we don't put this thing to rest finally. We've got to stop it. And the first step is with this illegal immigration. We must get the attention of the government and let them know, as the Minutemen did, as we did with the whole the feet to the fire thing in Washington, as you are doing on your show, I'm doing on mine, get the attention of these people and let them know, look, we are the people. We're the constituents. We control the purse strings and the votes. And if you don't do what we want, you're history. That's what we have to do. We haven't done it yet. And you Republicans out there who are voting for everybody, just or Democrats too, because they have a D or an R next to their name, you're stupid. I open the show every week with Stupid People of America, Good Evening. And the reason I say that is because so many people now are so driven by partisan politics. Well, he's a Republican, so he's got to be better than a Democrat. Well, Bush proved that ain't true, and so did Herr Schwarzenegger, Herr Gruppenfuhrer in California, Arnold, who has proven that a Republican can be a Republican in name only. So,
well,
you know,
I mean, look at the shill he played where he goes, close the borders, but then he added the caveat, the addendum, that, oh, I want to stop them with the Bush amnesty plan.
Well, you know what? I was interviewed the other day by Roger Hedgecock, and I said on his show in Washington, D.C., the best thing that Schwarzenegger can do is, number one, grow a pair, and you can put whatever on that you want, and trim the lace off his panties and start acting like a man. He's always talking about girly man. Well, who's acting like one now?
He is pathetic. He really is. We need to ship him back to Austria. Another one of these.
They don't want him.
Hey, did you know he was an illegal alien for a while?
Yes, I do.
Another one of these illegal aliens. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.